What up, everybody? February 11th, 2023. Bro Pod, Scott and Todd, special episode here this evening. I was traveling for work all this week. I was in Las Vegas. Aviva Las Vegas. And I literally got back tonight. It's Saturday night, February 11th, 2023. And I've been gone since Monday, so got in a little after 8 o'clock tonight on a Saturday night. Didn't have time for Todd and I to get together and record something. The wife wasn't in the mood to record an episode of The Other Half, and so here we are, keeping the streak alive. You know, I was thinking about this just the other day, actually. I think we're up to, we might be tickling 3 years now that every week here on the BroPod Network, I have been able to upload something for your listening pleasure. So in an effort to not end that streak and just keep that going, I decided, let me hop on. It's currently 11:23 p.m. Let me hop on, record just a quick little talk with you guys, special episode, and then upload it before midnight and keep the streak alive. So, look, first of all, nobody said that we had to start a streak. Nobody said that I had to continue the streak. And nobody said that every weekly upload is going to be like a legitimate show where it's me and Todd most times, or me and Jamie. Sometimes you just get little thoughts and rants, if you will, which is kind of what this is going to be this evening. So that's what this is. Just me chatting with you guys for 20, 25 minutes and then quickly throw music on the front, music on the back, edit it together, put it up, and off we go. I do want to say that definitely, just so everyone knows, not that anyone's worried about this, but regularly scheduled show will be next week. Jamie and I were also talking a bit about The Other Half podcast and just kind of some behind-the-scenes logistics of how often we do that show, when we do that show, and so we might make a few tweaks to get that out more frequently than possible. And by the way, oftentimes we will do The Other Half when Todd is out of town or Todd and I can't get together for whatever reason. But that's not always the case. We can have and will do them just for other reasons. And there's no reason, you know, I say that there's always a show uploaded every week. That doesn't mean I can't upload two shows. So we could theoretically do an episode of the BroPod and then, you know, later on that same week, do an episode of The Other Half, and I could put them both up on within the same week. I've done it before. I could do it again. I probably will do it again. So if you had some thought for whatever reason that it's, you know, it's a zero-sum game, it's only going to be a BPSD episode or another half episode or the very rare special episode like you're listening to right now, not the case. Doesn't have to be the case. Not going to be the case necessarily. So stay tuned. Anyway, before I get to the main topic that I'm going to be discussing this evening, I will say, because people will ask, as I mentioned, I was in Las Vegas for work. Did I gamble? Of course I did. And yes, I did win money on this trip. Not a lot of money, around $500, just full disclosure, over a number of hours. But yeah, I did come home with more than I left with, which, as if you ask any gambler, hey, what's a win in Vegas? I think for me personally, coming home with a few $100 less or better is a win. And this time I actually made some money. So, and it was a very good, no one cares about this part. It was a very good conference work-wise, very productive, and hopefully we'll bear some fruit for my company, the company I work for in the not too distant future. And then, sorry, Stella's behind me sniffing something she shouldn't be. And then I also was able to obviously have some fun on my own and get some poker in, a little bit of table games, played a number of tourneys, tournaments while I was out there as well. Didn't do so hot in the tournaments, but that's okay. You could go on long streaks as a tournament player of not winning. But anyway, so this evening, because of the date, as mentioned, February 11th, first of all, Super Bowl tomorrow. So go Eagles, fly Eagles, fly. That is the team of my youth and my family. Got a bunch of family in that Philly area, so definitely rooting for the Eagles tomorrow. Not expecting much from the commercials. The past couple of years have been quite disappointing on the front of the ads during the Super Bowl, so I have very low expectations for that. I will still be watching, of course. I'll be watching all of it, the game and the commercials, but yeah, that's been a letdown in recent years. And I think, is it Rihanna that's doing the halftime show? Is that right? I don't know. Someone's doing, or I don't know who it is. Someone's doing the halftime show. I'm sure that'll be subpar at best. That's also been the case in recent years. Even when Dre had it, was that last year, year before? I mean, it was something to watch, but I was just like, eh, not feeling it. Anyway, so Super Bowl's tomorrow. And it's funny, when I was in Vegas, it didn't even dawn on me that you would see more in the way of crowds and things because of Super Bowl weekend. But apparently that's a thing. You know, March Madness, I understand a little more that would lead to more crowds in Vegas because there's like multiple games going on all the time. But especially nowadays with the prevalence, with how easy it is to gamble online and place bets online, I just don't understand why you would fly all the way to Vegas just for Super Bowl weekend. That doesn't check out to me, but what are you going to do? Anyway, it was very crowded is my point. And I was not, I wasn't thinking about that at all when, you know, I had this trip planned. Not that it messed anything up, still got through security at the Las Vegas airport, like instantaneously. There's never a line there. It's been over a decade since I've seen a line getting out of Vegas. So I don't understand how that is. Probably just the time of day that I choose to fly and the day of the week, but not sure. Anyway, what I wanted to talk about because of the date, as I mentioned, is on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, is Valentine's Day. Now, full disclosure, what I'm about to discuss is obviously just my opinion. You can agree with it. You can disagree. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But what I will say is that thankfully I'm married to a woman who feels the same way that I do about Valentine's Day, which is to say that it's kind of a commercialized holiday. And look, many holidays technically are. Christmas, very commercialized. Even Thanksgiving, again, by the definition of commercialized, is very commercialized. There's a lot that goes into it just to sell products. So it's not alone, Valentine's Day, that is not alone in its over-commercialization, but it does kind of stand a bit out on its own in terms of how much and how badly it is over-commercialized. And I say that meaning that, you know, it really serves no purpose. And it sounds terrible, but it really does. And again, as I started to mention, I'm thankful that my wife agrees that, like, we don't have any expectation that we're going to, certainly not with a kid, but that we're going to go out to a nice meal or that I'm going to buy her flowers or chocolate or chocolates or candy or whatever. Now, typically I will do that. I've not decided if I'm going to do that this year or not. We'll see. But typically I will still do that, but there's no expectation that we have to do that sort of a thing for each other. And specifically the going out to dinner thing. I don't know if I've ever even participated in that part of Valentine's Day, that sort of tradition that a lot of people have. Oh, we have to go have a nice romantic meal. And I don't get that. If you're going to have a romantic meal with your significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, wife, husband, whatever it is, just do that. Why are you waiting until a day of the year where everything's overpriced, where it's very difficult to get a reservation, and where it's kind of a struggle to get out and do that? You know, it's – and we talked – I'm pretty sure we talked about this on either the BroPod or the other half not that long ago, 6 or 7 weeks ago or so. But I feel the same way about this that I do about New Year's resolutions. If you make a New Year's resolution that the most famous one, you want to get in shape, why not start December 15th? Why not start September 15th, September 1st, July 8th? It doesn't matter. Just pick a day and start doing it. Don't wait until it's got to be January 1st, because all you're doing, and this will come full circle in a second, all you're doing is building up extra pressure, extra anxiety, extra expectations that, you know, in the case of a New Year's resolution, oh, January 1st, I definitely got to do something that day. You know, maybe I take the second off depending on what your New Year's resolution is. But invariably, 85% of the time, maybe more, by January 31st, people aren't doing that anymore. They've given up on their New Year's resolution. And so, and it's because there's so much pressure around it. New Year, I got to do it. I got to do the right thing. I got to eat right. I got to exercise more. Well, just start doing that in September. And then no one will know you're quietly doing it. And by the way, if you do start sometime in Q3 or early Q4, by the time January 1st comes around, you're rolling with it, right? You got a bunch of experience. You have a bunch of reps, as they say, in the bank. And so it would be, in my opinion, much easier to just keep it going, as opposed to, again, the people that try to start a New Year's resolution on New Year's Day. Well, I feel the same way about Valentine's Day. You know, why put all this pressure around this one big, or Valentine's Day dinner, I should say, around this one meal? Just go out to a nice meal some other time. Hell, Jamie and I went to our favorite breakfast place last Sunday. Now, part of that was because our daughter had just turned one, but it's just something we like to do. We don't do it often, only do it a few times a year, but it's kind of a treat. There's no pressure around it. We talked about doing it ahead of time. We did it. It was great. It always is. And then we moved on with our day. If I felt the need to plan a fancy dinner, and especially the other thing that you sometimes see, and again, this is TV's, you know, TV shows and movies make this probably seem like it's something people do more often than they actually do, but, you know, people dress up for this Valentine's dinner. Like, come on, man. Just go to dinner, go to brunch, go to whatever, some other time, and enjoy the time spent and the meal eaten with said partner. And that's really all you need to do. Why make such a big deal of it? It just puts extra pressure on it. So anyway, so we definitely don't do that, even when it lands on a Friday or Saturday. Again, probably when we were dating years and years ago, we may have done that. Maybe. I don't remember, though. If we did, I don't remember. It doesn't stick out in my mind. Certainly not the dressed up part. I may have taken Jamie to a nice meal, but we weren't, you know, putting on a suit and red tie. And it's just silly. It's really silly. So many of these things should stop in, like, grade school. So, you know, you think about what did Valentine's Day mean when you were a kid, when you were in elementary school or grade school or middle school. It meant you get the little Valentines. Maybe you attach some candy to it. Maybe you don't. I know in my – excuse me. I'm not editing out these yawns. I know in my elementary school, we would – leading up to Valentine's Day, we would have these little envelopes in front of our desks. And I don't remember if it was all at one time or at some point during the day, people would go around and stick the Valentines in your folder, you know, that was in front of your desk. And then at the end of the day, we'd all kind of take, you know, gather up the Valentines that we'd gotten and read them and eat some of the candy or whatever. Like, that's fine. Kids enjoy that. It's a good way to start fostering those sorts of sexual relationships. I'm just kidding. It's a good way to foster those sorts of friendships and young unrequited love that can sometimes start in that age, you know, third, fourth, fifth grade or whatever, if you think a girl's cute or that sort of a thing. And that was a good way to start that because you'd, you know, certainly I can think of several people when I was in elementary school that I very much had a crush on. And I was very excited to see what potentially they would write in a Valentine's type note. You know, what would it say? Hey, Scott, you're cute. Never said that. Hey, let's be friends. You know, have a neat summer. Probably wouldn't say that either, but we're not signing yearbooks. But you understand what I'm saying. Like, that was a big buildup. What's that Valentine going to say? And so that was always something that I very much looked forward to, or would look forward to, is seeing what those particular females in the class would write to me. And of course, it never turned out to be anything. Just, you're cool. And then, you know, here's six conversation hearts. That's probably actually what started my obsession with conversation hearts. As anyone who has ever listened to this show for any period of time or this network, you know that I love the Brock's conversation hearts and the Necco. Now I can't remember who owns what with that whole situation, but Sweethearts, the banana and wintergreen flavor, specifically ones. That's your yellow and white, respectively. Sometimes you'll see yellow as lemon. Don't get that. If you're looking for the conversation hearts, you want banana, wintergreen, strawberry, orange, and grape. I feel like I'm missing one. I think that's it. That's the flavor you're looking for. So in any event, that's it. That's when it should have stopped. Why does it build itself into something in high school and college and beyond when you're, you know, in your 20s or early 30s or whatever, and you're still a single person? All this pressure around Valentine's Day. Why? Don't let it happen. Don't fall victim to the hype that is the Valentine's Day machine, right? And again, I mean, you know, I think about The Office, one of my favorite shows. I talk about it all the time. And I'm talking about the American version in this particular instance. But the Valentine's Day episode there where, excuse me, here comes the yelling again. Sorry, I'm tired. Where, you know, Michael Scott's giving blood and he interacts with someone who, you know, could be right up his alley, laughs at his jokes. And then he passes out because he was so nervous about giving blood that he didn't eat for several days. And of course, the blood drive is related to Valentine's Day. And then when he wakes up, he realizes that the woman is gone. He wants to figure out who she is so he can hunt her down. He finds one of her gloves. Very, you know, storybook, if you will. But that whole episode is predicated upon this concept of half the office is in relationships and the other half is not. And the singles kind of put together a last minute party in the hopes that, you know, people will show up. They can have some refreshments and maybe those members of the office that are single can find love. Of course, that doesn't happen. A variety of funny things happen. Comedy ensues. It's everything you expect on a sitcom. But the point is that whole episode feeds into this idea that there's got to be pressure. It's Valentine's. You can't be single on Valentine's Day. Well, that's ridiculous. I'm a man of a certain age, and because I didn't really start dating until after high school, I can tell you that in my lifetime, I have been single on more Valentine's days than Valentine's days where I was in a relationship. So, like, let it go. It's okay. It's fine. Now, of course, a lot of those days were when I was a kid, but that's beside the point. Because a lot of them weren't. A lot of those days were days of my 20s. Pretty much almost all of my 20s, I was single. There were a few things here or there, but all I think every Valentine's Day from 20 to 29 for me, I was not in a relationship. I feel pretty confident saying that. So it's fine. It's not a big deal, you know. And then everyone since then, I have been in my 30s and beyond, I have been in a relationship. So So yeah, it's just don't believe the hype. Don't fall victim to it. Look, if you want to do something nice for your loved one, and by the way, I also am a proponent of, and I'm fine with this concept of, it doesn't just have to be, you know, the person you're in a relationship with or whatever. You know, if you have parents or siblings or whatever that you're close to that are still with you, and you have a good relationship with, by all means, send them some chocolates. Like, that's okay. You know, I'm a guy, so I'm not stereotypically, it's accurate. I'm not into sappy things, and I have a brother. Am I going to send my brother a Valentine? No, I'm not. But, you know, I could see if my mother was still alive, perhaps getting her something for Valentine's Day. I certainly, because my mom just loved buying my brother and I gifts, I think, I certainly used to get little gifts from my mom for Valentine's Day. You know, at a certain age, 15, 16, 17, it seemed like every holiday I got a pair of boxers. And that would have included Valentine's Day. But, you know, moms buy their kids underwear. That's how it works. And that never stopped. I feel like I have underwear from Valentine's Day, from St. Patrick's Day, from Arbor Day, certainly from my birthday, for Thanksgiving. Like, there was a period there where I got a lot of boxers. But I loved it. You know, I love a new pair of boxers. So, anyway, getting off the path here, but the point is, giving gifts like that is fine. I'm not discouraging you from doing it. I'm just asking that you don't do it because of the pressure and the expectation of it being February 14th. You know, who cares? Just the real holiday is February 15th, when you can go into the grocery stores and drugstores and wherever and get the Valentine's candy at half off. That's the real victory. You know, getting some of those, all that Reese's stuff at half off is huge win. I love it. As I'm saying it, I'm salivating thinking about it. That excites me. Although and I'll close with this. I am finding that, or at least my local grocer has done this for the past few holidays, Valentine's Day, Halloween, certainly, that the grocery chains, it's as if they're getting better with their logistics, which they should, it makes sense, but it's as if they can anticipate, you know, so like a few days before Valentine's Day, they'll just, no more orders are coming in, they're not stocking any more shelves, and it's just like, we're done putting the stuff out, we'll sell what's left. If you know, so maybe on the 12th, let's say, they stop stocking the shelves. So if you're a, you know, someone who waits till the last minute and you come in the afternoon of Valentine's Day, good luck. There might still be some stuff. It's still going to be full price. And then February 15th, we mark everything down to 50%. But there's just, it seems like there's less stuff that they're marking down to 50% off or 75% off or whatever it is. It seems to me, I could be wrong, but it seems to me as though not that long ago, they would keep stocking and stocking and stocking and stocking the shelves. And then, all right, it's Halloween day. It's Valentine's Day. Let's stop stocking the shelves. And then whatever's left becomes 50 or 75%. But again, it's February 11th. If I go to the grocery store tomorrow, which I probably need to do because I've been out of town for a week. But if I go to the grocery store on February 12th tomorrow, I bet you I might see some weak selection already in the Valentine's Day section. And again, I get it. If I'm a grocery store chain owner or a manager or whatever, that's what should happen. But I just feel like grocery stores were kind of stupid for a very long time. That's why everything was marked down 50 to 75%. And now we just don't have that many opportunities like we used to. So I hope I'm wrong about that. I hope I go in there not only tomorrow, but on February 15th and see a boatload of cheap stuff. But we'll see. We'll see if that's my reality. Or if it is but a St. Valentine's Day dream that never comes true. So anyway, with that, I'm going to sign off. I have 13 minutes to edit and upload this before the Strock clicks midnight. The clock strikes midnight. A little tired in case you can't tell. Appreciate you guys listening. Again, regular episodes next week or this week as you're listening to this, because it'll be impossible for you to hear this before Saturday hits 11:59 p.m. because that's about when it's going to be uploaded. And then you have to, whatever, you get it. So yeah, stay tuned for that. I appreciate it. Post saying me. I certainly appreciate it. Thank you all for listening. And until you hear from us again.
See you.